Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you stop shrinking, stop second guessing, and stop performing for rooms that were never meant to grade you. Now listen, I need all the people pleasers. Yes, all the people pleasers, come to the front of the room because today we need to talk. And before you say, that's not me, if you over-explain your no, feel anxious when someone else is upset with you, rehearse texts before you send them, change your tone depending on who's around, or feel responsible for other people's moods, girl, I am talking to you. Now let's shift something right away. People pleasing is not kindness. It's not generosity. It's not being easygoing. It's fear. And I don't say that to shame you. I say it because once you understand what's underneath it, you stop judging yourself for it. But it's fear of rejection, fear of being misunderstood, fear of being disliked, fear of conflict, fear of losing belonging. At some point, your nervous system learned, it's safer if everyone is okay with me. Maybe you grew up in a home where conflict felt chaotic. Maybe love felt conditional. Maybe you were pleased for being the good one. Maybe you were the peacekeeper. Maybe when someone was upset, you felt it in your body like danger. So you adapted. You read the room. You softened your tone. You swallowed your opinion. You became agreeable. Not because you're weak, but because you were trying to stay safe. And your brain loves safety. Here's what's happening inside of you when someone is upset. Your chest tightens. Your thoughts spiral. You feel urgency. You want to fix it immediately. That's not personality. That's survival wiring. Humans are wired for belonging. Rejection to many means isolation. Isolation means danger. So your body reacts like disapproval equals threat. But the truth is, you're not in danger. You're just uncomfortable. And people-pleasing is a strategy that you use to escape discomfort fast. It's self-soothing disguised as self-sacrifice. Now, here's the part no one talks about. You think people-pleasing protects relationships, but over time, it breeds resentment. Because when you're constantly overriding yourself, your body keeps score. You say yes when you meant no. You agree when you didn't agree. You apologize when you weren't wrong. You adjust your personality to match the room. And later, you feel exhausted, disconnected, low-grade irritated, and you don't even know why. Because you've abandoned yourself in small ways all day long. That's the cost. People-pleasing is performance. It's scanning the room, monitoring reactions, and then editing yourself in real time. It's asking, is this okay? Do they approve? Am I too much? And when you live like that long enough, you forget what you actually want. Because you're too busy managing perception, allowing other people to only see fragments of you. The person at work sees one version. The person at home sees another. The person online sees another. No one sees the full picture except you, which means no one else is qualified to run your life. Yet people pleasers let outside opinions outrank their own internal knowing. Now let's bring this home. You say you want to become her, the bold one, the visible one, the confident one, the woman with standards, the woman who doesn't shrink when someone else disapproves. But her, she cannot coexist with chronic people-pleasing because becoming her requires saying no without defending yourself, letting someone misunderstand you, letting someone be slightly disappointed, letting someone not choose you. Choosing alignment over approval. And if your nervous system panics every time someone is uncomfortable, you will shrink. Every time. You cannot expand while performing. Okay, I say this to you lovingly. You cannot say that you want to be confident and still need everyone to like you. You have to pick one. Because confidence will cost you universal approval. And that's okay. Because the right people, they don't require you to shrink to belong. The wrong people will call your boundaries attitudes. But let them. Now, I want you to think about something. What's one situation where you've said yes, but your body said no? Maybe it was a favor. Maybe it was staying late. Maybe it was tolerating a comment. Maybe it was agreeing to something that drained you. Now, ask yourself, why did I say yes? Was it generosity or was it fear? No judgment, just awareness, because awareness is power. So in order to protect your confidence, sometimes there's a shift that's needed. Shifting out of people-pleasing doesn't mean that you're becoming rude. It means becoming honest. It means pausing before you automatically say yes. Letting silence exist. Not filling that awkward space. Not chasing reassurance. And not fixing someone else's mood. It means regulating your nervous system instead of regulating everybody else's emotions. That's power. And it's gonna feel uncomfortable at first because your body is used to quick fixes of smoothing things over. But discomfort doesn't equal danger, and you just have to teach your body that. And let me say this gently. If you have been the strong one, the easy one, the mature one, the fixer, it makes sense that you struggle here. But becoming her requires a new skill. The ability to tolerate someone else's being uncomfortable without abandoning yourself. And that's work. And this is exactly why I created the Confidence Starter Kit. I wanted women like you to have the practical tools necessary to maintain strong confidence in whatever situation you are. Because people-pleasing isn't taught by mindset alone. This kit gives you ways to regulate your nervous system when someone else is upset. Thought interruptions when you start spiraling. Because in a moment, mindset disappears, but structure holds. And this Confidence Starter Kit gives you that structure. It's free, it's practical, and it'll help you stop shrinking in real time. Now, all of people-pleasers, I hope that you are still here with me. I hope that you know you are not broken. You are wired for safety, but you are not in danger. And becoming her requires discomfort, small discomfort, intentional discomfort, growth discomfort. And if you are done performing and ready to start truly living, download the Confidence Starter Kit. Because the woman you're becoming, she can handle someone being uncomfortable. She can handle being misunderstood. She can handle being disliked. And she does not abandon herself to keep peace. You were built for more than approval. You were built for alignment. With love, Yaya.